Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us after that one. A 4-0 defeat. What's your take from that game today?
Let me tell the truth.
If you like.
I'll tell you what the players have just said.
Okay.
Because they'll all listen and they'll all see this. So I said the manager came out on Tuesday night and went after his players. They conceded at Workington. They went after his players. He called them out. And I went, I'll never do that. And they went, Gaff, we want you to call us out because that was on us and not you. That's what they've just said. That's the honest truth. We've missed chances. How many chances have we missed? 5, 6, 7, 8?
A few.
Yeah, a few. The way we've defended, again, you take Charlie Ennis out of the side or out of the squad or out of the togetherness, no leadership. And I don't want to say this. I don't want to, you know, because they're a really good group. But we have capitulated at times. And don't get yourself a bit of the bar twice as well. We're getting caught on 1v1s. We're getting caught runners going off us. There was a time at the end of the game where there's five lads in front of the players. They're going that way. And it's hard as a manager because you want to keep the spirits. But they've said, it's on us. It's on us. We haven't carried out the game plan. We haven't done what we've done at Gainsborough. We haven't done what we've done the last 6 or 7 games. We've kind of done what we thought we should have done. And at times, that doesn't work. But that doesn't mean they're a bad group. It just means that we made bad decisions. So the first goal, we all know. Guy's got caught 3 times, waiting for the ball to go out of play. On the 3rd time, you think he's going to realise. He doesn't. The lad gets through and scores 1-0. Second goal, Griffiths is looking forward. He plays a back pass. The lad goes and scores 2-0. That Xbox controller's a management. You can't do anything. The 3rd goal, you get a free kick. We've got 4 lads in front of the play. We switch off here, 3-0. And the 4th one, well, that's just highly embarrassing. We should score at that end. Then we get a dunk, so we're not touched tight here. And then the 5th one, they hit the crossbar. We just come off runners. And that's a lapse of concentration.
We felt at half-time that actually there wasn't too much separating the two teams. It was just a case of their attacking options. When we make a mistake, they have the ability to punish us, which we didn't have.
They're excellent, Ben. They're a fantastic side. They are what it says on the tin. They've got 2 lads in midfield who probably my age, are they? You know, the 4 in the end. That's not being any disrespectful, but it does what it says. They don't want runners off them. But we didn't have runners going off him. We can't play Donoghue, so he's in. So we play a tight midfield 3, but we don't look to take them that way. So they're happy and they're both players in a match because they don't have to run the other way. They're very powerful up the top end of the pitch. Hall, he's exceptional. But, you know, when you strip it back, Dex scores after 1 minute, which he should do. It's an open goal, he should do. Then we've got chances. Then we've got more chances. And if we're not ruthless in both boxes where we defend the attack, you get beat. That's the fact, you know. And I've just gone in there and I said, listen, Jordan Buckley and Max and Aaron Bennett, because they haven't been here long enough, kind of this doesn't necessarily apply to you, but there's too many players that have been out there for this time many times this season, have played wonderfully well against the top sides and Max stuff, but also the games that we've lost and lost hard, we've also had the same ingredients out there. So there's something amiss here. And we've talked about having players missing all season, but we didn't. All right, we've got Ennis and Donoghue missing today, but we've still got a really good back 5, a really good midfield 3, and a really good front 3. But we've got slapped 4-0.
Yeah, going back to the first half, apart from the 2 goals we conceded, Buckley, I felt, was performing really well. He was under pressure from 2 centre backs, but he was still managing to get the balls out to Fitzmartin and to Gabadon. But it was just like there was the quick ball in wasn't an option, unfortunately.
They played too wide and they should have played narrow and Deck should have played higher, but didn't. We worked on it in training the other night. Obviously, we worked on it with Ennis in there, which might have allowed us, but they didn't. And then at times, I think we were worried about going that side in case it broke down. But, I mean, Buckley's done great on occasions. He's nearly scored there, but the 2 wingers did this instead of coming inside. We didn't really, we didn't jump, as what we call it, as a midfield 2 or 2-8s, didn't jump onto their 2. And at times, you get the messages on. We tried to get it on after 15 minutes. After all, we got it on at half-time. We had to make changes, but the changes didn't, or the changes may have created opportunities, but didn't stop us from looking defensively shaky. And we looked even shaky when Charlie Oliver had to come off with his injury. But again, that's not against Deco or Griffin going at right back. They're not natural right backs, but it's disappointing. But we've come and created chances, you know, and I'm sure that the more we play with Jordan Buckley and, you know, Bennett, I think we'll score goals. But we've got to get it right at both ends.
I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, we can look back at results like Matlock or Marine, and we've had an initial reaction, which is, oh, you know, we've been, it's a heavy defeat. But then we watch the game back and we've created chances. And I think when you watch this game back, we did create the chances.
Rob just said the amount of chances we've created, but we can't go from should scoring here to then conceding here in 90 yards, because in training, we'd work on our centre-halves being touched out on the forwards, nullifying space, suffocating space. don't know whether or not they thought we'd scored and they could switch off, but that's the, you know, you can't do that. You've got lads there who've played, told you, 1,000 games at this level, so you know, you can't allow that. But we're too nice. I've just said in there how many people went for Curtis Jones when he tried to chest the ball out instead of heading it, because I said, oh, I was heading it. He went, no one. I said, how many times did you get told, guy, in the first half? No one. Griffiths, did anyone tell you when you played that back? No one. If we don't do that, if we haven't got that leadership quality to do that, then it allows people to continue to make mistakes. But Ben, on, you know, I will say that it's only a game, because rewind 2 weeks, we were absolutely exceptional at Gainsborough. But that's that inconsistency that we've got in the squad. But there's no rhyme or reason for it.
So you want a reaction? Stafford next on Saturday.
We say this all the time. We always get a reaction. You know, that's the thing. But it's the consistency we're after now. We'll get a reaction against Stafford. You know, we'll be hurting. We'll train hard this week. We'll have key people back. Hopefully, Donoghue's fit to start. Bennett, fit to start. Ennis will be fit. But you don't know what happens in training. So because someone drops out, we've got a good enough squad for someone to drop in. So, yeah, we want a reaction. I'm sure we'll get one. But again, we've got to look at what's working and what's not working, and you know, hopefully Charlie Oliver recovers. You know, big thanks to all the fans that have travelled and sang their hearts out, and you know, I've just said him in there, sometimes you don't feel you deserve that applause that you get with 200 or 300 fans coming all this way. You know, and I know they'll support the club and support the badge, but you can't roll over. That's not my style. I wasn't like that as a player, I'm not like that as a manager. But you know, maybe the common day footballer or whatever, you know, sometimes does do that. Which is hard to take, so it's an apology to everybody. As I always say, when it goes wrong, it's on me. When it goes right, it's on them. They want to take the responsibility, but I'll stand there and say the final words, it's on me. You know, it absolutely was on me, and I commend the players for saying that. But, you know, they're still a good group, still love working with them, and we've just got to knuckle down this week and get ready for Stafford next week.